Liam, 2 weeks out from championship, by the time that comes around, it'll be about 11 months since Tip have played a championship match.
Yeah, it's a long time, and hopefully it's worth waiting for. But yeah, look, in fairness, it comes around very, very quickly. You know, it feels like only yesterday we were together in November, getting ready for I suppose 2019, and then the league comes, and then all of a sudden, you know, you get knocked out, and you're back in championship preparation. So look, it's been a bit of a roller coaster, hugely enjoyable, and yeah, it's all systems going off for championship. I suppose the structure means that it's fairly full on for 6 weeks. So you know, I think that's what all these players live for, playing big matches. They got a chance to go back to their clubs and wind down for a week or two as well. So all that is good. So yeah, no, it's all geared towards championship. Yeah.
Tip in Cork, it has nearly a fairy tale element to it. It's a nice task to start off the championship with, I suppose.
Yeah, it is. It's daunting, to be fair. You know, Cork, I suppose, have Munster champions for the last 2 years, going for three in a row. And I think more impressively, didn't lose a match in the Munster series last year, you know, which we seen was just really, really, I suppose, frantic from start to finish. So yeah, it is daunting. But look, you know, that's what the Munster Championship is. That's what it brings. You know, if you want to be competitive in this championship, you've got to play two games at home. You've got to go away and get on the road twice. And we find ourselves on the road first up against the reigning Munster champions. So you know, we will know exactly where we stand at 6 o'clock on the 12th of May. You know, and I suppose we all know that's what we signed up for. So it's something that we're looking forward to. We're under no illusions in terms of the size of the challenge. But you know, that's what you got to face up to. That's what the Munster Championship ultimately is all about.
It's the first year that you've been involved with this format. It's the second year for this particular group. Is there any differences in preparation, I suppose, going forward into this year?
No, I think obviously the setup for us this year is much better in Tip. You know, we ended up playing 4 weeks in a row last year, which, you know, is a really, really tough place. So we find ourselves out in the first 2 weeks and then we get a break. So, like, you know, I think the recovery piece will be a little bit easier to deal with for Tipperary in 2019. But to be honest with you, in this type of format, you don't really look beyond the first match. You know, all the preparation, you know, it goes into the first match and then you get ready for the second match and then you get a chance to catch your breath. But, you know, obviously results dictate exactly where you're at. But look, you know, honestly, we've left no stone unturned in terms of our preparation. We've got a hugely, hugely committed bunch that have trained extremely, extremely hard, and ultimately we feel that, you know, we've done everything we can to get ourselves in the best possible shape. Whether that's good enough or not, only time will tell. But certainly, you know, we feel that we've put the work in, and now it's all about trying to bring that performance down into Cork and see where that takes us.
Between divisional and county championships, your players have had a pretty busy April. Has there been any injury worries?
No, thankfully we got through it. You know, and I think you know, they got back and they got to play two rounds with their clubs, and I think that's a good place to be. You know, it's nice to get the break, but I suppose, you know, I think they tried to make April club month, but ultimately, you know, the 12th of May is the first round of the championship. So that, you know, obviously we got 4 weeks, in fairness to the boards and the Tipperary clubs, that were very, very facilitating for us. So you know, we've got the 4 weeks since the club action to try and build up, and you really do need that. But yeah, I think the mix is good, and thankfully, as I said, you know, Paddy O'Brien and the medical team deserve great credit. You know, my squad is in good shape outside of Jerome Cahill. There's nobody with, you know, an injury that looks like it's going to make them unavailable for the first round. So that's a good place to be, and Jerome should be back full training next week.
And finally, Liam, after a poor 2018, what's the benchmark for a successful year for Tipperary this year?
Well, I think the reality is we were outside the top three in Munster, and all of the five teams going in there want to be in there. And for us, like, the ambition is to try and squeeze ourselves into that top three, because I think that opens up the rest of the summer for you. It's where every team wants to be. But you know, I think all of these matches are going to be, you know, one score games. I think the margin for error is very, very small, and I think it's just going to be hugely, hugely competitive. As I said, that's what we signed up for. We know exactly what's coming. I think it'll be hugely, hugely exciting. I think last year's probably whet the appetite with our fans and our supporters. So I suppose I'm looking forward to the county coming in behind us, and as I said, the Munster Championship being the fairy tale story that it was last year. And as I said, our aim is to try and squeeze into that top three where we weren't last year. It's not going to be easy, but you know, we're looking forward to that challenge.
I was just saying there that to be out so early last year, you know, lads didn't really know what to do with themselves with all the free time that they had. I suppose we're probably back a small bit earlier this year with pre-season and things like that. So once you get back into it, it's nearly like you've never left. So preparation has been going well. You know, we've new, obviously, backroom team and new management this year, so that's kind of brought a bit of a freshness to the whole thing, and lads are just really looking forward to getting going now and getting into the matches.
Cork in the first round and Páirc Uí Chaoimh, there's probably no better way to start the Munster Championship.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like your traditional Munster Championship game, really, isn't it? You know, going on to Páirc Uí Chaoimh to play them, obviously not going to be an easy game, and you know, there'll be nothing in it like there has been over the last couple of years. You know, I don't see any game this year in the Munster Championship being any more than 3 or 4 points in it. So you're really, really going to have to bring your A game every day you go out.
Last year you had 4 games over 4 weeks. This year you've probably a nicer run of matches, given you've maybe 2 weeks off, I think, in the middle of it. Is that changing your preparation?
I don't know if it's going to change the preparation, to be honest. I suppose all the teams are trying, you know, get that bit of freshness into themselves at this time of the year. I think you've kind of all the hard slogging done and stuff like that. But the break probably will just kind of help with just recovery. And you know, if you do pick up a knock and things like that you'll be able to give yourself that bit more time to get right. But in terms of how you're gonna play and the style and things like that, I don't think the extra 2 weeks is going to make that whole pile of difference in terms of that kind of thing.
Pretty busy April for Tipperary clubs. Is there any injury worries or any, I suppose, lack of freshness going to be as a result of that?
I don't think so. No, I think last year we probably had I think 1 or 2 extra games that came in, and then you were, after getting to a league final as well, and then you're rolled into your 4 weeks on the trot in the Munster Championship. So it was probably harder to keep lads, you know, fresh, and you had injuries obviously came within that then as well. I think we ended up using something like 25 players last year between the 4 games, which is a big turnover really. So this year we only had, I think, 2 club games, and I think everyone more or less came through them kind of unscathed. So everyone will be just mad for road now.
Wasn't the most successful 2018, but you're after injecting a couple of those under 21 players, that must have given a boost to the squad, a bit of a freshness as well.
Definitely, yeah. Like every year, you're looking to add 1 or 2 new players to it. And luckily, this year we did get a good couple off that, winning under 21 team. And I suppose they've won at minor level as well, so they're kind of bringing that with them, and they bring that kind of enthusiasm and energy with them as well. So that's just added to the whole thing. And as I said, with new management and stuff, it's kind of like it's new to everybody, and it's that bit of freshness. So yeah, it's keeping lads on their toes, and it's keeping competition there, which is what you need.
Looking forward to the championship then. There's a couple of players that didn't feature throughout the league for injury worries or whatnot, and even from a rotational point of view, like in terms of free taking, that has been rotated quite a bit. I suppose, how does that affect your mindset going into championship now? Perhaps you know more than me.
Yeah, I don't think it really affects your mindset. You know, that'll obviously ultimately be the management's decision who they want to entrust to that. But I suppose you're just kind of looking at getting your own performance right first. And then after that, then if they do ask you to take the frees, or if they have a certain role they want you to play, then you can kind of focus in on that maybe more in the days leading up to it and things like that. But I don't think it'll affect how you prepare for the game or anything like that.
Home games are going to be huge for Tipperary this year. You've Waterford and Limerick at home. Hopefully you would want a large attendance at those games to drive you over the line.
Definitely, yeah. You'd be looking for the Tip support to come out in big numbers and try and get behind the team. I suppose that's something we tried to do this year, is try to kind of connect with the supporters. And we've ran a couple of events even earlier on in the year, trying to just kind of link back into the clubs and into the communities where the players are from. And those have been very successful. So we'll be hoping that the county will kind of get behind the team now and really, really give it a good support for those games.
What's the aim for 2019? What'll be a successful year for Tipperary?
A successful year, I suppose, without giving the cliche of not looking past the first game, like everyone says. Obviously, you'll be looking to get out of Munster. It will be the first game, and after that, then you don't know where it's going to take you. Like as you said, 2018 was such a disappointing year to go out so early. We really, really, really will be just focusing on the Munster Championship and trying to progress from there.